Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
In a few minutes, we'll play Pick Six with our favorite plays across the board in college and the NFL. And Denton, normally I feel like you do all college, but I'm seeing a little sprinkling of the NFL, because if I have this correct, I do feel like you feel the most confident in college football, correct?
My bankroll suggests the same thing. College football is the bread and butter. But, you know, I'm team guy, team player. Do a little Salt Bay sprinkle of NFL in the pick six this week.
Ah, well, I do think it's situational, because, like, I'm the opposite, where I like betting on the NFL more than college, just because I feel like there are fewer teams to track and there are fewer variables to track, where, like, the roster isn't just upended every single year and there's all these quarterbacks you have to track. But I am doing a college pick this week. And here's the great thing about, you know, our Friday show is that there are more options. And the more options, the better chance you have to find something you like. Because sometimes you like a game and then you look at the number, you're like, well, I don't like that number. So we move on and we keep scrolling. So the more options you have, the better chance you have to win games. But I say that as I knock on wood, because it's still very hard to beat the books.
By the way, I got a huge card. I mean, and when we get to our best bets for the end of the day, I'm either going to just completely get myself up and looking right, or I'm going to have the worst record in the history of the show for a week, especially for someone that only did 3 days.
Then I've done the show for almost 5 years. I can almost very confidently say that you will not have the worst record in the history of the Daily Tip, because we've been doing the show for quite some time.
I meant just for a week. Just for a week. Like, there might be a lot of L's if I have a bad weekend.
Oh, I've been there. Every single scenario, I've been there. I feel like a wise old better that I'm like, oh, you want to talk about losing? Mama's been there. An 0-7 week, Mama's been there. So if that happens to be the case, which we hope is not the case, I will be there to hold your hand, and we'll get right back up on the horse and we'll bet 7 more plays on Monday to make up for those.
All right. If you insist, I'll chase.
It's fine. I mean, it's just betting, whatever. As long as you're not, like, betting your rent money on it, it'll be just fine. And some of those promos and some of those free bets, they're out there. Might as well take advantage of them. All right, so let's get to our favorite plays of the day that we are going to sink or swim with. It's time for Pick Six.
Pick Six.
All right, so I'm going to start in the college game, which is obviously a departure for me. I am normally somebody who bets on the NFL, but I think this is a good spot for Oklahoma. I'm going to take the Sooners laying 6.5 at home against Missouri. I think a lot of people see this as a letdown spot for Oklahoma coming off of that big win against Alabama. But I think the main matchup in this one is Oklahoma's run defense going against Ahmad Hardy, because this is the key playmaker for Missouri. Ahmad Hardy leads the nation in rushing yards, and he is absolutely dynamic. But I do think Oklahoma is certainly matched with talent to slow down Hardy in this one and make Missouri one-dimensional when it comes to their offense, because that's what we've seen all season long. Oklahoma, a top 10 run defense. And so I think Brent Venables is going to have a great game plan here. I'm not sure how much I trust Oklahoma's offense, but I do think this defense is going to put up an absolute masterclass I think they're going to outmatch Missouri no matter who's playing at quarterback. And I do think Oklahoma still has something to prove. Like, look at how difficult their schedule is. And, you know, they've gotten through it, and they're still in the driver's seat when it comes to the college football playoff. So I'm going to lay the points with Oklahoma here and bank on one of the best defenses in the country to get it done.
It should be a fun one. It's one of the only games that actually matters this weekend. One of the only games that has a ranked-on-ranked element, and it's not just the SEC taking advantage of layups. That one's going to be a noon kick in Norman.
Pick six. Pick six.
I'm staying in college. I'm taking Maryland plus 14 against Michigan. This is really more of a Michigan play than it is a Maryland play, because Michigan's offense is not all that explosive. And while Maryland is very bad this year at football, I do think the talent is there to at least keep this game close. And with Bryce Underwood, who's playing well, but he's not playing excellent, this Michigan team just struggles to score. They were laying 11 last week against Northwestern, couldn't get it done. So I don't have any rhyme or reason to think that they're going to turn around and lay 14 against Maryland. So I'm going to back the Terrapins in this one. Michigan's still going to win the game. They're still going to go into that matchup against Ohio State rivalry weekend looking and feeling pretty good about themselves. But I like Maryland to cover the 14 against Michigan and the freshman quarterback.
I do think there are some sleepy spots this weekend for teams that don't really have to prove anything. And some of these spreads that are north of two touchdowns. If you want to watch that one, it is a 4 Eastern kick in College Park.
Pick six. Pick six.
All right, now we go to the NFL. I'm going to be taking the points with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Going to take the Steelers plus 2.5. Wish we got a 3 here, but I'll take the 2.5 against the Bears. Just because we've seen this storyline from the Bears is that they play in a ton of close games, even against teams that are not that great. Like, if you look at their wins, yes, they're impressive. Yes, the Bears are 7-3, but I do think eventually the pendulum's going to swing the other way. So the Bears have won 19-17, 24-20, 47-42, and then earlier in the season, there were back-to-back games that they won by the exact same score of 25-24. So we know the Bears play in close games. So even if they win this one, I'll take the points. And plus, I do think the Steelers have the capability of harassing Caleb Williams and making him make mistakes here, because the Steelers rank top 5 in the league in sacks, you know, for their defense. And I understand the defense has been a little inconsistent, but we did see flashes of what they can do last week, limiting the Bengals to only 12 points. So I like the Steelers. I think they're a live dog, but I will take the 2.5 against the Bears.
I'm going to be really interested to see how they try and stifle Caleb Williams, how they try and confuse Caleb Williams at the line of scrimmage, and then the way those defensive backs in Pittsburgh are playing right now. I really like this pick. If you want to watch it, 1 p.m. Eastern time, kick in Chicago.
Pick six. Pick six.
I'm going out of my comfort zone with this one, Chelsea. I feel proud of myself already. I usually don't like laying double-digit lines in the NFL, but I'm going to do it. I'm laying the Lions minus 10.5 against the Giants. The worst positioning for the Giants to be in. The Detroit Lions felt like they were robbed on primetime against the Philadelphia Eagles in a game where they only scored 9 points, and you get to play them right after. This is going to be a beatdown. This is going to be a get-right game for Detroit. I expect a lot of offense against the Giants defense that, in their credit, they've been pretty good, but Detroit has so many weapons, and they need to get their confidence back after what took place against Philadelphia. They've now lost 2 of their last 3, Detroit has. So this is a really bad spot for the Giants to be in. They are getting, hopefully, Jackson Dart back. It sure seems like it's moving in that direction, that their rookie quarterback is going to be able to play. But I question what his play style is going to be like after suffering the concussion against Chicago a couple weeks ago that caused him to miss a game. How is that going to play? How is he going to play? And how is he going to deal with a Detroit defense that's going to be breathing down his neck? So I don't love laying double-digit lines in the NFL, but in a week with multiple double-digit lines in the NFL, I'm going to pick the one I'm most comfortable in. I'm going to lay the 10 with the Detroit Lions.
Right, especially in a game with a total of 50. So, like, points are not supposed to be at a premium in this one. And here's the stat of the week that we can when it comes to betting. The Lions are a perfect 13-0 against the spread coming off a loss. So that is a pretty remarkable trend. And it goes to show that the Lions are out for blood when they're looking for revenge off of those losses. If you do want to watch this game, the time for this one is 1 Eastern in Detroit.
Pick six. Pick six.
All right, so I'm going to go to this next game, and I feel like it is a battle of narratives. So I'm going to take the Eagles laying 3 points on the road of the Cowboys, and it feels to me like a sell-high spot on a Cowboys offense that looked really good against the Raiders. But that Raiders defense is a very far cry from what we've seen from the Eagles defense this year. In fact, the Eagles defense is probably responsible for most of their wins this year. They've got playmakers all over the field. So I do think that they're going to negate some of what Dak Prescott does through the air there. And here's the thing about the Eagles offense. I understand it's not a fun offense to watch. And listen, even the guys on the team don't look like they are having fun. But this should be a nice break from some of the good defenses that the Eagles have faced. Going on the road to play the Packers. The Packers, a solid defensive unit. The Lions, still a tough defensive unit. Maybe not one of the best in the NFL. But I don't think I'm completely sold on the Cowboys at stopping really good teams, because the Cowboys have 0 wins against teams with winning records this year, I believe. They could have had one in that overtime game against the Packers, but they tied. So it's just a Cowboys team that I've believed in, you know, and I have been burned. I said, oh, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, this offense can go against even the best of defenses. And then the Cowboys swiftly got blown out by the Broncos, 44-24, and it's not like the Broncos offense is something to write home about. So I'm on the Eagles in this one. I don't care if it's on the road, and I don't care if A.J. Brown continues to complain. The Eagles find ways to win, and I think they do that here.
I will say, selfishly, it would make me very nice if A.J. Brown has nothing to complain about this weekend. I'm 1-10 in my fantasy league, Chelsea, and a large part of that is because they are not throwing A.J. Brown the ball. So I'd like them to throw him the football. I do like this play, though. It feels like Philadelphia is just a significantly more talented roster than Dallas is, and Dallas has very much been on a roller coaster and just a general rule of thumb, which we've learned to this point in the NFL season. Just because a team plays really well against the Raiders doesn't mean that team is very good. Just means that the Raiders are very much not good. You can catch that game 425. It'll be live from Jerry World.
Pick six. Pick six.
Final play for me. We're going back to the world of college football. I'm taking Cincinnati +2.5 against the 11th ranked BYU. This one's going to be a later game, and the Big 12 after dark is very much a thing. We lost the Pac-12 after dark, and in comes the Big 12 after dark. BYU has been whatever the opposite of a darling is to the books. Redheaded stepchild, you might call it. That's kind of been what BYU is with the way that Vegas has played them over the last 2 years. They don't like BYU. You, but Vegas is oftentimes right with these sorts of things. So it's not more so a play on Cincinnati than it is the book is giving us a reason that they think that BYU is not going to be as maybe dynamic against a Cincinnati offense that you would look at in paper and see BYU should be killing them. So I'm going to take Cincinnati to keep it close, and I think Cincinnati keeping it close is going to make it a little bit more interesting in the Big 12 landscape. We know that Texas Tech is just about a guarantee to play into the Big 12 championship game. If Cincinnati beats BYU, that does open up the door, the avenue potentially, for Utah to get in there rather than a rematch of BYU and Texas Tech, which is selfishly what I'm rooting for. But this is system play. I'm taking Cincinnati, the unranked short home dog, +2.5 against ranked BYU.
Yeah, that line does not make sense to me. Sometimes we see this in college football where the fishy lines, like, you see the games play out and you're like, oh, maybe the odds makers do know what they're talking about. But I don't know. It feels to me like BYU is very similar to Utah, and Utah blew out Cincinnati and Cincinnati could not score. So I don't know about that one, but we'll see. Like, I don't know about a lot of my plays. I do want to correct myself if I said something, because this is going to live rent-free in my brain if I said this incorrectly. So I said, hopefully I said that the Broncos offense is nothing to write home about, not the defense. The defense is certainly something to write a very long letter to all of your friends that you know, because the defense has been incredible. But it's wild to me how at some point in the season, our opinion probably needs to shift about some of these teams that we continue to leave the light on for, like the Eagles, like the Chiefs, and even to an extent, the Bills. Like, think about a parlay fading the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Eagles this weekend. That's probably a pretty big plus money play, and it's within the realm of possibility.
Which is crazy in November, because you think you trust those teams the most in the month of November. And I like the way that you put that, where it's time to just kind of come to reality a little bit with some of these teams. Kansas City is the prime example. If they lose, I mean, they're not guaranteed in the postseason. Everybody else in the AFC is such a good team. Like, right now, they're still the fourth favorite on BetMGM to win the Super Bowl. They're on the outside looking in the playoff picture at the moment. So this is a really big weekend for those sorts of teams. We saw what Buffalo did last night, but for Kansas City against Indianapolis, it's also a great opportunity for Indianapolis to be like, hey, we are real, by the way, guys. I know everyone is saying that we're not, but we are very much real. We just beat the Chiefs. That's going to be a big one.
I feel like there's still detractors of the Broncos, despite like the Broncos having some really good wins. And their defense is really good. And listen, I just said their offense was not good. And I still stand by that. But sometimes the defense is enough. And it's just one of those wild years in the NFL where maybe you just don't have to be dominant this year. Maybe it's just going to be the team that gets hottest down the stretch. And maybe it's going to be one of those passing of the torch years, which, you know, it's the ultimate parody league. Maybe it's going to be, you know, somebody different when it comes to the AFC. All right, coming up next, our best bets of the entire slate come your way. Props, sides, totals, you name it. It's after the break here on The Daily Tip.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday, as we'll hand out our favorite plays of the entire weekend here on the Daily Tip in a few minutes. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jenks. So, Denton, I've heard about this massive card. Does it make you a little nervous when you play like a big card with a bunch of bets? I feel like this is part of the reason why I don't play a huge card, because I don't like that feeling looming over me at the possibility of like having an 0-6 night. Like, I just can't handle it. I am a conservative girl where I'm like, we'll just have our two bets and call it a night. I don't know. It's funny that like I'm in the gambling space and I feel like I do not have the mindset of a lot of these people who like are a gambler through and through.
It does not make me nervous. I will routinely have massive cards on college football weekends. This is now just the first time that I am bringing the massive card to the public, so I get to ride it together. You know, sometimes you need to feel something, and there's nothing that'll make you feel something legally like a 5-bet card.
Legally. Well, I think that's why a lot of people like betting. And honestly, not to switch this to another conversation, I think this is why former athletes kind of like betting, right? Because it's like the
Maybe
only thing that
too.
Mimics... Well, that's true. I wasn't going to say that, but you're right. But it's the only thing that like mimics the momentum of being in a game, right? Like, isn't that the sales pitch of betting, is that you feel like you have skin in the game, as opposed to being just a spectator? And I understand, like, we don't have any control over the game, but, like, you do feel involved. And I think for, like, former athletes, like, think of going from playing in a sold-out stadium with, like, in college, like, 100,000 people to, like, what do you even do after that? Like, if you don't work in athletics, like, there's nothing that can compare to the high of that. Like, it just feels like it is a tough drop-off.
No, you go from 100,000 people to cold calling asking if they want to buy insurance. And you're like, well, yeah, I don't know about that. So you need a little bit of a pick-me-up on the weekend. So I totally get that. You know, retiring from a sport in any level is going to be difficult, but especially when you have that weekly rush of hundreds of thousands of people either booing you, some people get off on that, or cheering you, which much more people get off on that one. So I understand the thought process there. They just need to, you know, slow it down a little bit. My card, you're looking at $20 worth of bets there. Like, I'm not putting the mortgage on it. I don't have a mortgage. But if I did have one, I wouldn't be putting the mortgage on it. Like, we take it very conservatively with the size of the money that we're putting on the bets. But I'm just chasing glory.
Chasing glory, aren't we all? I wonder if Phil Mickelson's still playing those massive cards. Remember when that story came out and it was like, he's betting 42 bets a day. It's like, oh my God, I thought I was the only person who was betting on like Cubs Rockies in August, but Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson. He was joining me. I bet on badminton once. Phil Mickelson was probably on that game too. He was moving the line. He was adjusting the line for me. I lost that bet, by the way.
Phil, what's he doing? I have no idea what he's doing, honestly. I think he's still on the LIV Tour. I'm not really sure. It's not like officially golf season. Like, we still watch the Golf Channel at our house, but it's mostly like amateur events. Yes, my husband loves golf. Like, it's wild to me because you would think that as a female who loves sports and works in sports that it would be a husband's dream that I'm like, here, let's watch football. No, he wants to watch golf and he wants to watch YouTube golf. I'm like, come on, man. Like, there's football games on. There's college hoops on and we're watching like these, like the Bryan brothers and Paige Spierinak go head to head, which I guess they're more entertaining, but like I can't get into it.
I did see Paige Spierinak once at the Super Bowl. It was very obvious because there were a lot of men following her. And I was like, all right, at a certain point, that's weird, guys. Like, you just need to let her live a little bit.
Men letting attractive women live, that's not something they do.
Yeah,
but
pipe dream.
I will say, I've seen her in a golf tournament, and she is very striking in person.
She is.
So she lives up to the hype, I think. And also, she's a good golfer. So I think she has found her space as a YouTube golfer. All right, let's get to our favorite plays of the day and who we have the most faith in.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Denton, I'm going to let you get started since you're the guest host, and you have a full card here. So what's your favorite bet of all five of these?
So the favorite one is going to be one that I have not given yet this show. I'm going to go against my better judgment, and I'm going to take Georgia Tech to lay 2.5. So they're a short home favorite against Pittsburgh, and I'm taking an opposite approach elsewhere on the card with the Cincinnati-BYU matchup that we'll get to shortly. But I'm a believer in Georgia Tech because I've seen them in this position before, and I've seen them excel in this position before. It was earlier in the year when they were underdogs to Duke, when Duke was unranked, and they came in and they smacked the Blue Devils around. They're coming off of a game against Boston College where they were very upset with the way that they played, which means this is a get-right game. Now, Pittsburgh's a good team. They're a better team than what Boston College is, certainly. But you now have to understand, for Georgia Tech, eye on the prize. You are right now the ACC's best chance to get into the college football playoff and then potentially steal a football game, because UVA, if they get in, is not. Miami needs a boatload of help to get in. So I'm going to take Georgia Tech, laying 2.5, playing inspired, and beating up on Pittsburgh.
Ooh, I like that one a lot. That was another one of those lines that did not make sense to me, that it was so short. But I do like Georgia Tech in a prove-it game. All right, I'm going to go with college football as well for my best bet. And I'm going to go with Oklahoma laying 6.5 at home against Missouri. I just feel like this is a tough matchup for Missouri, which does one thing very, very well. Ahmad Hardy leads the nation in rushing yards. But guess who's incredibly good at stopping the run? That would be Oklahoma, ranking 6th overall in rush yards surrendered to opposing defenses. We know Brent Venables is going to come out with a great game plan in this one. He is a defensive mind. And anybody who's saying this is a letdown spot for Oklahoma after beating Alabama, there are 2 games left in the regular season. And the college football playoff is within grasp for Oklahoma. Do you think they're going to lose motivation now? No. You looked at this schedule at the start of the season and you said, wow, this is one of the toughest schedules of any team in the entire country. So Oklahoma is sitting pretty. I don't think they're going to lose motivation now. The offense is sometimes a little hit or miss, but I do think John Mateer is going to get better as he continues to return from that injury. So I believe in Oklahoma at home here. No matter who the quarterback is playing for Missouri, I don't trust their offense against this Oklahoma defense. So that is my best bet. Den, what are your other bets that you have on the card?
So that's the squad play. I'm going to back Oklahoma as well for a lot of the reasons that you just mentioned. I also wanted to make sure I got a little bit of something in that noon ranked matchup because we only get two ranked on ranked matchups, and I do not feel anywhere near as confident in the USC-Oregon matchup as I do with Oklahoma laying at 6.5 against Missouri. So squad play, I'm on that one as well.
Ah, all right. Next up for me, this is a little same game parlay action. Going to go Patriots money line plus Travion Henderson to score a touchdown. This is plus money at plus 108. Travion Henderson, an absolute threat to get in the end zone, as we've seen. Even if Ramondre Stevenson comes back, Travion Henderson should be RB number one. And plus, a bad matchup here for the Bengals, as the Bengals have given up the most rushing touchdowns to opposing running backs. And even if Joe Burrow comes back, like, the defense still isn't good. The Patriots are still the better overall team. So Patriots money line, Travion Henderson touchdown plus 108. All right, let's run down the rest of these, Den. What else you got?
Yeah, I got a few more on here. I got five in total on this card. So like I said, we are loading this bad boy up. I'm going to take Maryland plus 14 against Michigan. This is more so about Michigan than it is against Maryland. Now, I do think Maryland is much better and much more talented than their record suggests. They've had a bad year. They're bringing back Loxley next year. That decision has garnered a little bit of question marks locally here around the area, but this isn't the time for that. I just look at this Michigan team and I think, wow, they're good. They're playing good football. They still can't score a lot, though. I thought they would have run the table against Northwestern and just completely blown them out of the water, and they were unable to do so. Bryce Underwood's a good quarterback, but he's still a young quarterback. I expect a lot of pressure to be on him on Saturday, and I think Maryland will have the ability to keep it close, at least within two touchdowns. So I like Maryland plus 14 against Michigan. I like Cincinnati plus 2.5 against BYU. This is the opposite of that Georgia Tech lay-in 2.5 against Pittsburgh. Cincinnati, unranked, but is a really short dog at home against a ranked BYU team that is right now on the outside looking in of the college football playoff. They have every single incentive to go in there and to absolutely shred Cincinnati, yet the books seem to be giving Cincinnati a chance. That's weird to me. Sometimes to beat the books, Chelsea, you got to follow the books. So I'm going to follow the books with this one and say, hey, I don't know that this is the game that the BYU faithful are going to be thinking that it is. So I like Cincinnati plus 2.5. And then my final bet, in the NFL, I'm laying that 10 with the Lions. I'm doubling down. I'm all in on it. I'm laying the 10 with the Lions. They're going up against a Giants team that is now without a head coach. They are getting Jackson Dart back, but what is he going to look like after getting his first real serious injury in the NFL? It's not the serious injury in the way that it made him miss a year, but it's a serious injury in that it should evaluate his play style and maybe play a little less reckless. So many times we see rookie quarterbacks come in and they're going to do exactly what they did in college. They're going to run and they're going to think that they're faster than the dudes on defense, and that is not how that works usually in the NFL. So I like the Lions to lay 10 here. It's going to be a high scoring affair, and I think there is not a lot of teams that can match it with the Lions. Plus, they're coming off of an embarrassing loss to Philadelphia. Get right game, they're going to beat up on the Giants.
Yeah, should I say the stat of the week one more time? The Lions 13-0 against the spread when coming off a loss. That's a pretty good one.
Like those odds.
Pretty good metric for the Lions, and we know that they're fully capable of scoring like 45 points. So those are the teams that I feel more comfortable with laying double-digit spreads because, you know, they can score a ton of points. But if you're talking about Jackson Dart being less reckless, hopefully he's not hanging out with Cam Scataboo because I just feel like Cam Scataboo's never going to learn, like, to be less reckless. I just feel like that is the DNA of his personality, is to look for contact and be a bruising back. And that's why we love him, right? Like, maybe it shortens his career, but he's going to go out like a firework.
Cam Scataboo, Dom Mysterio, WrestleMania 42, mark it.
Ooh, I don't know who Don Mysterio is, But if Cam Scataboo is there, I'll be there. All right, that's going to do it for us here on a Friday on the Daily Tip. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Best of luck on all of your bets. We will see you bright and early Monday morning, 6 a.m. in the East. Have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.